Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for waiting. Welcome to the earnings presentation of Renova Energia, second quarter 2023. Here today, we have Daniel Galo, our CEO, Victor Hugo Silva, CFO. Before starting, we'd like to clarify the information here presented is public and is available at the company's portal, and the communication during this call reflect premises and current market situation. This event is recorded. It's going to be available at the company's portal. We are going to start the presentation, and then we open up the floor for Q&A session. I'd like to pass the floor to Mr. Daniel Galo for his initial presentations, and then Victor Hugo with financial considerations.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you so much for your attendance in this earnings presentation, second quarter 2023. We are going to bring as the highlights of the second quarter 2023, the sales of one of the assets that we had because of an agreement of an area that we had a dispute near our development project, not interfering in the development of the project, just reinforcing our cash in 7.5 million, according to our commitment. Last Friday, we reached an agreement with the main creditors, the banks, Class II, and then we have a waiver of August installment and a reduction of the value of this installment, 84 million-10 million, paid in three installments up to the end of October. This agreement also establishes the continuity of the negotiations to optimize the capital of the company, and we are taking to these creditors. Operational revenue in the second quarter 2023 is 53.9 million, almost 12% above the same period last year, and adjusted EBITDA, 17 million, 40% higher than the second quarter 2022. I'd like to review our position in this sector. Renova Energia is a Brazilian renewable energy company founded in 2001, with the expertise in wind, solar, and hydroelectric power plants. The development of the wind project started in 2006, and since then, it has been the main business of the company. Our main asset is Complexo Alcertão III Wind Complex, Phase A, one of the 10 largest in Latin America, with the investment exceeding 2.5 billion BRL. We also have a solar complex in distributed generation, Southeast Bahia, near the wind complex, with installed capacity of 4.8 mega in the final testing phase. Now, bringing more our development plan, Renova has been complying with the plan to update and optimize the portfolio, adapting the layout and the model of the projects, bringing new technology available in the market for wind turbines to optimize the capacity, the power, and connection points. We have in total 14 wind projects, 7.1 giga of capacity, great part with environmental license, and 7 solar projects with 2.3 giga of capacity under development. We also have a cluster in Caetité, operating our Alto Sertão III wind project, Sun, 420 mega at advanced stage. Alto Sertão III, Phase A wind complex. This complex is divided in 20C parts, southeast of Bahia. Guanambi is the operation center in Morrinhos. The installed capacity of this project is 432.6 megawatts. There are 155 turbines GE, divided into Sun Power, 2.7, 2.3 mega, and currently 425.5 mega in operation, OEM. is performed by Vestas outsourced, and 53% of the energy is traded in the free market, and 46.7-48% in the regulated market. The Sun project connecting the distributed generation, 94% of the project is concluded already to be commissioned, the generation part, just the conclusion of the transmission line. Good morning. I will talk about the financial earnings, but before that, I'd like to talk about the park install capacity. As Galo comment, is 436 on capacity, 425 missing two generators until we reach the maximum capacity. But we comply with the recovery plan. We are above the estimate on the recovery plan of the company. So here we have the ramp up of the park in 2022. It was December, and we are going to keep the capacity missing these two aerial generators. Net operating revenue growing 11.9% from 48 to 53. Last year, we had PCA just representing 8.1 million of revenue. Out of this effort, we grew 11.9 in net profit. Energy production, the first quarter was the average 129 mega, second quarter 147.1. This variation on generation is expected. The park has seasonality according to the wind higher in the second semester, so we have higher generation on the second semester. Observing EBITDA last year, second quarter 22 compare 23, EBITDA is 188 million and the performance is 123, excluding the asset sales that we have, the PCH last year, 176, and this year selling the assets that Daniel commented, Serra do Tigre, the EBITDA adjusted is 12.1, second quarter 22, and the adjusted 17 million, increasing 4.9 million reais. Comparing the semester 22 and 23, first semester, the results of the company is 181 EBITDA, first semester, and second semester 48. Adjusting these extraordinary effects that we commented in the previous graph, adjusted EBITDA first semester 4.7 and 23, 38 million. So increase of 33% of recurring EBITDA. Net profit last year's 110 million BRL with a financial result better than last year because of the reduction of the debt of the company. There were payments and selling assets, the first amortization of the creditors in February this year, adjusted EBITDA 4.9, taxes a little bit higher, improving because of the improved results, and depreciation because of the park is worse than last year. 169 is the extraordinary effects, selling the assets, net loss, adjusting the previous year. The loss is 59.6, second quarter 23, 19 increase on the net profit. When we see the first semester 22 and 23, net profit of the previous semester was 44.1, financial result improving 40 million because of debt payment, adjusted EBITDA 33.3, and RCS 2.7 increases in our revenue, depreciation with the park 37.8, and extraordinary effects similar to the previous graph. So we reach a loss of 87.7.2. Adjusting this extraordinary effect, the increase is 38.8 reais compared first semester last year and the first semester this year, 23. And here we see cash flow of the company. We finished the first quarter of the year with 22.8 million. Operational revenue 1.2. Investments is positive in 3 million, considering the sales of Serra do Tigre 7.5 million. That's why the effect of investment is positive. And the payment of GRP 2 million. The end of semester is 25 million. Comparing the end of last year and the first semester 23, closing the year with 63.8 million and closing the semester with 25 million. The higher variation is the payment of GRP, paying the creditors 46.8, class 2 and class 3. In indebtedness of the company comparing 23 and the second quarter 22, the increase is the interest rate. There is no payment in this period. The payment was in February, and the second payment was on the 14th, class 3. As he said, class 2, we negotiated the term of payment, reducing the 84 to 10 million, and we are paying in three installments. We paid 49.2 reais, judicial organization, that is the difference in cash flow. There was some values in deposit. We do not see them in the cash, in the recovery plan. So we use, it was in deposit. Amortization is scheduled, class 2, that is a long flow with the concentration of 50% of the payment in the last 2 years. And the average time of the debt is 6.8. We are going to open up the floor for Q&A. If you want to place your question, you can write on the chat on the right-hand side of your screen. Here, that is the first question. Leandro, good morning. Can you talk more about the opportunities mapping the mapped by the financial advisors to improve the structure and the debt profile of the company? Just to complement, is there any term to conclude Caetité-San project? What is your conservative plan and what is the estimate of the company when we see an increase of the revenue when this park is 100% productive? About the advisors that we hired, they are with the banks negotiating a discussion to replace the debt, readjust the flow of the company so we can have more cash for investment. So the first waiver, we got it. Standstill agreement to pay in August. We are discussing with the banks up October 31st. The idea is to have a debt condition according to the profile that the company can generate cash for investments. And about Caetité-San complex, a conservative estimates the end of second semester, we are going to see the conclusion of this project. And about the auction, UPI, that is a question. If there are people interested in the auction, Cordillera dos Ventos, the reminiscent project, no, nobody was interested, and the project is still available. There is one more question. João Paulo, what has taken to the reduction of the cash flow of the company? As I commented in the cash flow slide, the highest impact is the payment of the creditors, 46.8 million BRLs in payment, the creditors of the judicial recovery plan. And one more question, Christianus. Good morning. About the price of the shares. What do you have to say about the depreciation of the asset year after year for at least 4 years? The company does not manage the value of the stock market. We believe that the value does not reflect the value of the company, but we do not have interference whatsoever in the trading process. The market sees the company this way. We have one more question, Mr. Alberto. The net profit, $250 million a year, is it true? The sales of Cordillera dos Veios Inventos in Rio Grande do Norte is today at 2 p.m. Will we learn the result by the end of the day? The net profit is an estimate based on our generation of energy. And yes, it is a reality. About the sales of this project that he commented, Cordillera dos Ventos, this sales is not existing. The information, it does not exist. We do not know any information about this project sales. Andreas has a question. PL is positive or negative in the semester of 2023? PL of the company is positive. Although we saw a loss this semester, the PL is still positive. And then Michael is talking about the price of the shares. As he commented, we do not control the prices. Ederson, is there an estimate to finish the judicial recovery? The end depends of the negotiation that we are taking with the banks, but the company estimates that by the end of the year, we are going to be out of this judicial recovery. Another question. Does the today's blackout affect Renova? There was a blackout in Brazil. IDS informed there was a contingency in the 500 kV. They are reestablishing, affecting Renova, of course, and other players in the sector. They must turn off their generating projects, sun, hydroelectric, wind, affecting temporarily. A question, Reinaldus. Do you believe it's necessary to sell more assets of the company to pay debts short term in addition to the ones that you have communicated? This depends on the conclusion of the negotiation with the banks and the reorganization of the debt and the agreement we reach in the end. But of course, some project may be sold. One more question, Leandro. A reduction of costs was identified. Is there any opportunity to reduce costs? The company is observing cost reduction, costs and general expenses. We have been working hard to reduce the headcount of the company to fitting the correct size of the company. But the biggest impact is energy purchase. With this parking operation, there's no need to purchase energy anymore. Bruno Bortolato. The company's revenue will not increase without new projects. You have a robust pipeline. When you execute, you need big investments, and the company does not have financial muscles. How do you intend to execute these projects? Renova is always aware of market opportunities, and the execution of the projects do not depend specifically of the revenue coming from the company. We can have associations, third-party investments to come and be part of the projects. Renova has a very robust pipeline, as you place, and well-positioned considering resources. This always attracts conversations that are positive, and we believe that in the near future, we are back on executing investments in generation to keep on growing on energy generation. No further question. We are going to close this communication. We thank you so much for your participation. We are here for you. You can use the RI content of the company for further comments. Good morning, everybody.